Welcome to the Dirt Life Show with your host, George Hamill.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Thank you very much for joining us on this July 4th Independence Day for episode 135 of the Dirt Life Show. Like Ken Stout said, we got a belly full of tacos a couple days ago, actually, but still.
You got a belly full of beer.
Yeah. Pork chops in a can, pork chops in a bottle. So, thank you guys very much for joining us. Really appreciate it. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We are in Central California. At Dustin Bodecker's shop that Jesse Nelson runs his race program. So our featured guest, obviously, tonight is Jesse Nelson, none other than the Anaheim 1 Supercross winner. Still, what is that, your claim to fame?
I don't want to be one-hit wonder. I got plenty of podiums. GP
That's
win.
Hot.
GP win 1-1.
Oh, dude, I remember the GP win.
That was good. You know, I won the KTM Junior Supercross Challenge.
That was pretty good, too, right?
8 years old.
What was your favorite one?
Of what?
Your favorite win like that, because all of those mean a lot, right?
You know what? Outdoor win. That's,
yeah.
It's just so grueling and so tough.
Yeah, but totally.
Like, once you get that, once you hit that milestone, it's just, I don't know, you work so hard for it. It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, dude, I agree 100%. Two-wheel superstar and now transferring over to four-wheels. We talked to Jesse a bunch of times on the show already. We've had him at Four Wheel Parts, just like he's wearing the shirt. You can see his car in the background at Four Wheel Parts as well.
Beautiful car.
Dude, that thing looks insane good, man. I love the way that looks. And Dustin handles most of Jesse's race program now over the past, 8 months, year or so?
February is when I really started cranking down on that.
Was it on Valentine's Day? Is that when you secured the deal?
Yeah, we went and had dinner, you know, and just kind of talked it over.
A couple glasses of red.
That's why it's all red.
Push
you know?
It on over.
Yeah.
it's funny because he doesn't even like
color
red.
Love.
He hates red.
Really?
Dude, I hate red
hates
so
red.
Much.
What's your favorite color?
Look at the cabinets in there.
Yeah,
look at the bike. Look at all this
blue.
Stuff. It's Can-Am.
But yeah, it's been cool being in Central California, man. We've had such a great time up here. If you guys haven't been up here, I definitely suggest that you guys come up here. There was tons of fun, man. We went on a razor ride last night, had a bunch of fun with Jesse and some of his buddies. Man, it's just been cool. The vibe has been super cool. And we always talk about it on the show, like the amount of camaraderie that happens in motocross, supercross, like the dirt bike world, and then obviously it transfers over into off-road. Like, it's super cool for you to still have that same vibe.
Absolutely, but I think it would transfer over a lot better if I was not in the position that I'm in.
What do you mean? Injured?
Yeah, just like that. I mean, I'm doing pretty well with it, but
pretty well? That's a humble way to say it. You shred, dude.
Yeah, but, you know, you can do it, yes. There's so many guys out there. Chris Blaze, there's myself, there's Justin Carubios.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Justin.
Cover Rubius.
Yeah, and then, you know, guys like Evan Evans. And
yeah, James Jeremio. He does a really good job.
James is a quadriplegic.
So you know what's cool about it, though?
He has insane hand controls.
Dude, and his car is sweet fast, too.
Oh, yeah. It's legit.
But the best part about it is that you can, and I don't want this to be the theme of the show, but that you can actually go out there and do it, right? That you're not just sitting on your ass. Like, you have a motorsport to compete in.
Absolutely, and it's fantastic what we have and what we can do with it. But on the other hand, being like I was before, taking that same mentality into it, which I still take the same mentality, just don't have the means to back it up sometimes.
That's what, dude, but that's why you're...
But I'm doing, you know...
Yeah, that's why you're doing amazing, though. Yeah, because it takes a lot to be able to work with something like that. And Dustin, like, when you're around Jesse, like, it probably makes you feel even that much better, too, right? Because when you sit in the passenger seat with him, you've done some good races with him. To me, it would seem like, wow, like, I have the same thought process as I would with any other professional driver because he's so good at what he does behind the wheel.
Very comfortable when he's actually in there doing it because of where he's come from. If it was just some random Joe Blow or if I was driving, I probably wouldn't feel as comfy. But since he's got the background of racing and everything, he's got that mindset, then it's like it's no big deal because I trust him. He knows where to put the car.
Yep.
And it's just it flows, you know. There's a couple risky little spots every once in a while, you know. It's like, okay.
Well, a side-by-side is not quite as fast or durable as a dirt bike, right? Hey, so we're going to talk
about the hard way. Yeah,
dude,
many times.
Yeah, I can tell you that same thing. We're going to talk about a bunch of fun stuff tonight. We also have some special guests that are going to join us. Your buddy, Tristan Twistlemail for a little bit. Yeah. So we'll see Worth, how many hamburgers you're going to eat, how many hot dogs you guys are going to eat. Who knows? Maybe you guys are having a hot dog eating contest at your party. But yeah, hit us in the comments. Let us know what you guys think. And again, happy 4th of July to everybody. We really appreciate it. This is Independence Day for the United States, and we are so glad to be able to live in a country like this. So thank you for everybody that's helped us get to this point and who still serves as our fighting forces, too. We really appreciate it. We also have another special guest that came all the way from Australia.
Down it's under. Deep.
Down under, yeah. So we got Toby Musico is going to come on and hang out with us a little bit. And his dad came up. We got to go go-kart riding with them the other day. Got to go for a beach cruise in Oceanside, California with them. Young kid, very, very talented in his young endeavors with off-road racing. So it'll be cool to talk with him, see a little bit about how people in other countries do it and how they see the off-road sport that we love so much, too.
I really want to go over there and do some racing.
To Australia?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
My mom actually used to live in Australia.
No.
My uncle was born in Australia.
Really?
My mom's the only, on her side of the family, she's the only one that was born in the U.S.
Did you talk to Ben and Toby at all about like where they live? We should, man.
We'll toss it back.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Yeah, and so we're going to talk about some other stuff that I wanted to ping off of these guys. I want to talk about, like we talked about last week, the progression of off-road. One of your buddies, Ian, already has a Pro R, which is pretty cool. I think you already have one in the arsenal, maybe.
I haven't put it out there yet, but yeah, I lucked out and got one. He pre-ordered his. Somebody bailed on their pre-order, and I snagged it.
Oh, right on. Yeah,
couldn't pass it up.
So that's kind of cool, but that's like what I wanted to talk about is the progression of off-road, dude. It's insane.
It's scary.
It's
scary.
But it's cool, though, right? Like,
oh, it's fantastic.
Are you hyped to drive some of those new cars?
Oh, I drove it with a broom handle up and down the road. I got it up to 94, 93, something like that. But figured maybe I should back it down with just a stick.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, it's fantastic and everything. And the car is unbelievable. Like I was like, oh, maybe I'll just buy it and then sell it to a buddy or something, or we'll just check it out. And
you're like, nah, I'm keeping it.
Went up and down the street a couple times. I'm like, yeah, no, it's not going anywhere.
They're pretty badass.
It's unreal. But the fact that somebody can just, you know, go straight to their local dealer and buy that, it's like insane. Like, there's people when I was living in Elsinore.
It's basically like being able to buy a rocket ship.
Yeah. And zero experience. Because like, another thing I like about side-by-sides too, that's really cool, is people on my street when I lived in Elsinore never had any off-road motorcycle, any background like that. And they're like, oh, that thing's so cool. Like,
because it looks like more like a car. Like they can gravitate towards it.
It's no different than a car, really. I mean, other than it's off-road, it's got, you know, gas, brake, steering wheel.
Yep.
And anybody can go hop in it and go rip Glamis or Pismo or, you know, the desert, Cal City, anywhere like that. And, you know as well as I do, you're not going to go buy a dirt bike.
Yep.
And go rip Glamis that same day.
Yep.
Like, you just, that's one of those things.
Well, the husband might get the approval to go get a four-seater for the kids and the wife, but they're not going to get the approval to go get a 450.
Yeah. They can always justify that too. And, just motorcycles just take so many years to develop, and you know, it's same thing with side by sides because it is a skill that you need to develop. But
I will tell you this though, motorcycles are way less work, dude. Way less work.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I love the side by side scene, UTV racing, whatever you want to call it. But I hate the prep,
dude.
The RS1 is pretty good because it's like we've gone through all the kinks. We know exactly what to deal with. What to fix, what to look for, what's going to break at this point. We've learned the hard way. Sometimes people don't really want to give info, but some people do give info, but it's, and then you talk to them two months later and it's a totally different thing.
I feel like that's the way it works though in all motorsports. But
you got to have that edge on everybody because honestly, like, you know, as well as I do, like I said, difference between a motorcycle, you know, you can, whether you're underpowered, which depends on the track or where you're at. Like, dude, if you're under, like, manual through stuff or...
That guy.
Two times.
He won Motocross of Nations overall moto on a 125 against the 500. So car, like, it's 80, 90% car, 10% driver, but...
Yes, well...
You get what I'm saying.
Yes, I totally get it because, like...
Soccer dad can turn into a race dad real quick at a dealership
if he's got a big wallet.
Yeah,
yeah. If you have a, I mean, that's the saddest part about off road. I mean, no offense to anybody out there saying anything, whatever, but like off road,
it's cool though.
But the bigger the pocket, the more results, or the more sponsors you get. Sometimes,
oh, I can totally agree with that, and I know a lot of our listeners have seen that before too. But that's just in the racing portion of it. I mean, like even like, when you even when you see the guys with the massive haulers and stuff at the dunes, like their cars will smoke you. You know what I mean? But like they're badass.
Doesn't mean they're a better driver though. That's the thing too. It's like you got this unlimited, you know, money pit you can just keep diving into, and you with the car, you know, your foot or your hand is as fast as that thing can go, and you're on a straightaway.
What if I gave you an unlimited budget? What would you do?
TT.
Like if all of a sudden I was just
trophy trucks.
TT.
Oh, you'd go trophy truck?
TT. Oh, yeah. I know. I would probably try. I'd try to go grassroots kind of do. Build like a legit.
Like how you did it in Moto. Like come up just, through the ranks.
It's totally different. It's so hard to like compare. You know what I mean? Because the most frustrating thing was like one of my last works race, not last, but before I went. I just would bounce around from different races that seemed fun or cool that I would like to do. And when it came to, like Prim, I always like going to Prim. And I raced the finale, went 1-1, and then it was like a break. And then the break's not very long from the finale back into the first round of works. And I was racing the same guys and got like a third place start. And I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll just kind of cruise in and like just they'll make a mistake or I'll figure it out whether. Whatever happens. And next thing, and it's like huge straightaway.
You got smoked.
Dude, by the end of the first straightaway, I could hardly see him.
Yeah.
And it's a straightaway.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
You're holding
right?
that car. Yeah. And you're holding that throttle as wide
hard
open
as
hard
go.
As you can possibly go, almost breaking the damn thing.
Yeah.
And then that's what irritates me is when you're out card or you're out.
And every single race series has different rules and stuff. There's so much like, but
there's
that's
so many tricks and trades. But like, if we haven't been doing it that long and we haven't been that serious for very long, so like, sometimes you develop or you just learn them tricks of the trade. You know what I mean?
I think
learn
we should
by
talk,
doing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what you did with dirt bikes, though, too. I mean, it just was. It seems now like it was a quick thing, but it was a long time that it took you to learn it,
figuring it out.
Yeah.
Dude,
you remember the Super Mini class when everybody just had rocket ships? Like
20 years.
Dude, so gnarly.
I had some fast Super Minis, not going to lie. My 112 Honda was faster than any pro circuit.
Really?
Go-kart engine builder,
yeah,
125.
But wasn't it all top end, though? Were you just full tilt, like full
no,
throttle
I,
the whole time?
I couldn't stand. I would never ride a bike that was only top end.
Really?
Yeah. I'd pick a stock bike over that.
Who tuned that thing, or who ported it?
Well,
who did the motor?
The 112?
Yeah.
That was a go-kart engine builder from somewhere. It was like a 112.
Oh, dang. He hooked you up.
I think only would last like 10 hours.
Oh, sorry. And then it had a lifespan?
Yeah. But and that one, that Super Mini 112 was faster than any 125 I ever had built from, no offense, but Mitch or like James or any. My bike was so slow that at World Minis, that super long down straightaway, I was going down and I got passed by KTM and like, we just built these two bikes and we had heads.
Oh, you
we
thought
had
it was
all
awesome.
This stuff.
Yeah.
We're going, dude, we were doing fuel, just jetting, all this stuff. And then people are just like, dude, there's just the Hondas. I love Hondas, but the 125 is just like not that great.
Yeah.
Other than the 96, Lammy's year. But
that bike was good. I remember the Yamaha 125s were so good. All right.
Exactly.
So we're going to get into a couple other things, but let me thank our sponsors real quick. But before I do that, you guys can always check us out live on Monday nights, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all those things. Instagram's been pretty sucky lately, but thank you guys for still hanging out with us. If you guys want to go over and check it out on Facebook or YouTube, you can as well. Thankful for all your guys' support, even putting up stickers for us. That's awesome that you guys are doing that. So you can always interact with us at The Dirt Life Show on social media. So please send over suggestions as well. Thanks to the guys over at KMC Wheels for always being a part of the Dirt Life Show since day one. You can always head down to your local Four Wheel Parts, like Jesse's big sponsor right here. Get yourself a set of KMC Wheels, any of the stuff that they have down there at Four Wheel Parts. Thanks to you guys at Motul for being a part of the show as well. Make fantastic oils. And Evolution Power Sports is also a part of the show. You guys can actually go to Evolution Power Sports' website and get an oil change kit for any of your side-by-sides. They have them all put together for your side-by-side differentials, oil, the whole deal. So please check out the guys over at Evolution Power Sports. Grab some Motul stuff. Thanks to the guys over at Shock Therapy. You can use the code Dirt Life. Get yourself some limit straps. It's one of those badass steering racks. You seen those bad boys?
Oof.
Dude.
I've been asking you over and over to get me
so
one.
So Gucci. I got to get you one. Next time I'm in Arizona, that'll be good. But yeah, so
Dustin,
they have
we need it.
They have them for, well, Dustin probably wants it so that he can get like most durable steering rack on the planet. Yeah,
well,
so
not just that. We can't even order a stock steering rack. They're not available.
Oh, COVID. Yeah. But yeah, so
COVID.
COVID's gone. But anyways, they have steering racks for a car like Jesse has behind us. Pro R's, Turbo S's, all that stuff. So thank you guys over at JL Audio for coming on board. They make some seriously cool stuff. We're going to probably have a cool project with the Pro R that the Dirt Life just purchased. We're going to do some JL speakers in there. We're going to do all kinds of fun stuff from shock therapy. The guys over at Zollinger Racing Products probably put some of the products on there. You might even be able to see a ZRP banner in the background here at Jesse's shop and Dustin's shop. You can use the code THEDIRTLIFE. Get yourself some tie rods, some radius rods. What kind of ZRP stuff you got in your whip?
He's got full tie rod set up.
Oh, you got the whole nine?
Yeah, I went all out.
Everything. And then we've got fuel rail. We've got some other little miscellaneous hard parts. My hammer.
That was
scarf.
The first thing I think I did on that car.
How Gucci are you, dude?
Brand new. Didn't even drive it.
No,
really?
Yeah.
Dude,
I wanted to swap that out so
Gucci?
Fast.
Oh, prima donna.
Well, really?
No, it's like I just heard horror stories of stock, and I was like, I'm putting ZRP.
Everything?
Fuel rail on that. On this car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because I've heard horror stories about fires, and that's the last thing I want to deal with. So I was like, I'm just making this thing as tight as possible.
Dude, good call, though, man.
Yeah,
let's
I don't want to deal with that.
And nice. Plus,
perfect.
Workaholics.
Maker toy.
And thanks to the guys over at Vision Canopies. You can get your branding and all your sponsors all happy because you can make a badass Vision Canopy and then obviously stay in the shade too. So I can't see the Instagram comments. Ian, do we have any coming through or not yet? Okay, sounds good. So
just wave and saying hi.
Say it again.
People just waving and saying hi.
What's up?
Ask some questions.
They're throwing shouts out.
Brittany Searle said 805 in the house.
In the hazy.
Correct. Yeah. Just kidding. Oh, you guys both have 805s in the house.
They already were.
We had some 805s yesterday, too. It was good. All right, so let's keep the show light for the beginning of the show right now. Central California has some pretty awesome places to go, like trail riding and just like have some fun. Jesse actually took us out in his, what Ranger is that? It's a Polaris Ranger, but what is
it?
General?
1000.
Or Ranger?
Yeah, it's just a Ranger 1000.
Okay.
Ranger 1000, but it's the single overhead cam, not the dual, which.
I don't know.
It's a ranch vehicle.
We went as fast as it could go.
It does just fine.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want to go any faster in it.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, it was so sweet. Dude, you guys have some awesome places to ride here.
Oh, yeah. We have Pozo. We have a couple private ranches. Tristan, actually, his family owns like a 75,000-acre ranch.
Dude, no way. You guys go ride over there?
Dustin's got 120 acres. Well, you guys are seeing the shop, which is nice and neat and tidy, but... Out there, there's 120 acres of
just on the other
land.
Dude, that's pretty badass.
Yeah.
So what's the vibe? Actually, maybe we could ask some people that are watching the show now, too. Like, when you guys go out riding, is it just super mellow or does everybody get all racy? Like, because to me, it was yesterday, it was just like showing, like seeing the scenes, checking things out. It was so rad.
Yeah, it's a lot of scenery out here.
Everybody I tell that lives down south, you got to at least come up and experience it or like, have at least a river cruise, a little booze cruise, or go hit the lake, or
stay hydrated in the summer.
So at least something. You know, it's
real mellow vibe.
Yeah, it's nice.
It seems super cool. And then like all the terrain up here is like there's a lot of hills. Like you wouldn't think that it's this mountainy or hilly around here.
As far as like road biking or like mountain biking is pretty good, but like
that's good mountain biking.
Road biking is. I think it's the best here, honestly.
Dude, I don't know though, man.
Some of the back roads, like I used to road bike.
I wouldn't know that.
Yeah,
I don't know road bike.
Dude, some of these road bike roads look like they would kill you.
Oh yeah, they do. But that's what makes them great. But you also don't see any traffic. Like you could go on a 2-hour bike ride some days in the middle of the week, and you'll see 5 cars, maybe.
Dude, that is so sweet.
Until you come into town, but like when you're on the back roads and stuff.
That makes me want to buy a house here.
His brother. Is who I used to do a lot of my training with Nathan Woods too. Nathan Woods, him, Tyler Bodecker, and Kevin Hurt. Yeah, we did quite a bit of cycling around here, and I think it's second to none. I mean, I haven't been to Europe. Maybe Utah is cool, but
yeah,
their winters are probably a little harsh for cycling like that. But
Dude, well, and then plus there's a shoulder that you can ride onto, which is amazing. But yeah, it's super cool up here. And one of the things that I like to show tell everybody on the show is like everybody has their own spots. Like people in Arizona have their own spots to ride. People in Utah have their own spots to ride. Everybody wants you to go to their spot so they can show you their scene, right? And like you guys obviously took us out yesterday, and I was amazed at how much fun it was. Like I felt like I was almost back in Arizona because it was so open, and like I did not expect that whatsoever.
The vast like scenery or terrain around here is, I think it's pretty remarkable, because like we can go hit the riverbed, which right now there's still some water and some beaver dams up, which I know those.
What?
I learned the hard way.
So he's telling me, like, he's like, slow down. We're going to go into, like, a, like, and it's a puddle. It's probably, I don't know, a foot deep or something.
Yeah.
And, like, all of these crazy, like, pro tips. I was like, dude, I would have never known any of that had he not been giving me all these, like, I don't know, pro tips.
Were you guys in the same car?
Yeah.
You guys were both in the Ranger?
Three deep in the Ranger.
Oh, okay.
One-handed, just, it was so much fun. We didn't get back till 1-something.
I just wasn't making sure he wasn't telling you to stop in a crossing while he was in another car, like he did me.
Oh, did you get smoked?
Oh, my God. The first time I've had this car out, this guy's, I'm just cruising super slow through a crossing, and here comes this guy hitting, like, 40. Just drenches my whole car. Brand new. Just swamp everywhere. Just,
like, did you get a splash?
I go fast enough to where it blows out.
It blows on me, not on him.
What was he going to say?
Dude, that's hilarious.
You know what's the best part about side-by-sides, too, when you're going through river crossings and you got a dirt bike behind you?
What?
When you're going through the middle of it and the dirt bike's following you, just stop.
Oh! Wet boots.
That's so rude.
It's so funny.
That's the worst, man. But yeah, so like all of those situations like really make you understand, like, because you could do it on a dirt bike, but it gives you the ability like to take a side by side and to go all of these different places that you never would.
It develops so many different skill sets and you know different terrain to where like you look out the front of this garage right here and you see like it is
massive hill.
Not just that, but it's dry, it's rocky, it's flat to where like. We'd go to, no offense to Lake Elsinore Motocross Park, but some days...
I was going
to
say, a.k.a. Temecula.
Shit. Yeah, sometimes it's shit. But they do the best they can. I mean, it's not easy running a motocross track at all.
Yeah, when the dirt's made out of chalk.
Yeah, so we'd show up there some days and the guys would be, oh, it's so shitty, whatever. And I'd be like, sweet. Like, and I'd just hammer down. But it just... makes you appreciate certain things, like you're like, dude, this is nothing. It's just dry. At least we're not hitting boulders, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, there is some boulders around here every once in a while.
How many places do you guys have to ride around here that would be interesting, like for a guy like me or some of the enthusiasts that watch the show?
That's one thing I was going to say too. We have Pismo Dunes, which are shrinking by the day.
Yeah, that's which sucks.
Honestly, sometimes it's not even worth. It's always fun.
I just barely got to see like the edge of the dunes.
It's always fun, but it's shrinking by the day. Like, you know, the environmentalists are
politics
pushing it. Yeah, politics, everything. It's just they're trying to shut it down, which sucks because that's another thing that's gone. We don't have Zacha Station motocross track anymore. We don't.
Oh, I saw that off one of the exits.
Yeah. So like, as far as like for motorcyclists, it's pretty much all just off road. We have OHV parks from Santa Maria to Pozo. The pipeline, the riverbed, but a bunch of LA people have been moving up here and they're buying properties on the riverbed. And the second you start a dirt bike, police are on the phone and then officers will come down and they, you know, it's kind of scary. Sometimes they'll show up and like, I'll be like, oh, sorry. Like, we know it's like not supposed to be down here. He's like, yeah, Jesse, I know who you are.
Oh, really?
Dude, small town. Like, it's pretty small. And now that I'm getting older, like, a lot of the officers around here or sheriffs or, you know, deputies are they're starting to catch up to us, our ages. Like, they're people that we went to school with.
But they know you. They're like, oh.
Well, his cars stand out pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Against everybody else's. Big old 4WP on the side.
Huge, yeah. Like, hey, that four, yeah, that's another thing. One of the officers was like, yeah, that 4WP, or not the officer. Somebody from like one of the houses next to that track we showed up to where we're trying to get Ian to jump that double. Still wouldn't
do it. Yeah, and he wussed out. Your buddy Ian with the big pro R just wusses out.
Yeah,
dude.
So he wouldn't do it. But
and the double was only like maybe 15 feet.
Yeah. So when I switched back over to Fox suspension, which I was with them from a kid, you know, I helped develop a lot of their mini bike suspension too, from 150s, the Suzuki's, to the Honda's 150, 85, and then a little bit of big bike stuff, but they just didn't have like the resources, and I was going toward the team to where it was like none of the teams were running that stuff, so it wasn't really like something I should have just keep pursuing, but they were phenomenal. But I went down there and tested, and then we ripped through downtown Templeton, crossed the road, and then the sheriff shows up, and he's like, I heard there's a red, bright red car, Ford WP sticker on the side, and it's super loud. It's when I had the Chuck Cheeks exhaust on it, and I didn't. It hadn't been repacked in God knows how long.
So it sounded like a tin can?
Oh, dude. It was...
I didn't even like taking it off the trailer.
Yeah, your ears like, were ringing. Yeah, and I was like, so you got to be careful when you're doing stuff like that. You got to represent your sponsors the right way and not...
Maybe go out with a blank car when you're going to go tear stuff up.
Yeah, but then we shoot film, and then I'm like, hey, man, where's the logo?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Come on, guy.
Come on, old guy.
Come on, guy.
Dude, yeah. We had a couple comments come in. Brittany Searle, 178, said, it's good. Mine is the dang homeless in the riverbed.
Well, we bashed it, and this like a little metal cabinet. I didn't. He did. I was passenger. Okay? I was strictly cruising. Rips over it, and then we come back, and it's like almost like the backside of Beaver Dam. On the way back, the thing's steep. But like the homeless down there, there's been times where we're like, we have a pretty good trail set up, and we'll rip these switchbacks, go down to the end of the river, find the spot we can go as far as we can go where it's too deep of water. We'll 180, come all the way back, and then I'll rip that same section, and I'll hit a corner like 50, and there's a shopping cart in the middle of the rut.
Oh, dude.
Boom, dude. A Turbo S will send that thing 20 feet flying, dude. No problem.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, how gnarly is that, though? Because it took them like 10 minutes to put it back there then, huh?
Well, the shopping cart's galore down there.
Dude, it's crazy, man.
In the tent.
I kind of want to go down there one day in the Ranger with a hook and just start... hooking through all of them and just drag them everywhere.
Like just cleaning it up?
Yeah. I mean,
all right, Bubbles.
That's another thing I'm... this one's a beaut, bud. But that's another thing with the... going down there is Firestone Walker, which is 805 Beer, which is a sponsor of mine. I've been talking with Shelby and Nate from 805 about doing a... big riverbed cleanup. Even though we're not, technically not allowed to go down there, but Firestone owns like a lot of that property that meets down into the river. Have you seen Tyler Behrman's documentary or
yeah,
or
that video? Was good.
Yeah, where it like that's their property, and that's where we were last night when those big rollers and stuff. Yeah. Where you're like, dude, you guys rode this? Like,
yeah,
it's gnarly.
You showed me some of those old like motocross tracks where you used to practice and stuff. Those things are like really like that would teach you a lot because it was basically just like going through sand whoops that are, I don't know, let's just call it 4 feet high, 3 feet high or whatever, and just the whole time.
That's like when
if you ever go back and look at old Soupy footage of this guy, rips the sand sections because that's old P-line coming.
Yeah, like dude, I
love sand sections. Every time people like, I did crash in one pretty hard.
Craig BN0172 said, if you ain't first, you're last.
That's my brother, man.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Pit it to win it.
We're not racing right now, Craig. Come on, Craig.
Where are the 4th of July hot dogs and Bud Lights? Well, there's no Bud Lights in here, Kate.
Yeah, we go strictly 805.
And we do have a bunch of hot dogs and hamburgers we're going to grill up in a little bit here. Yeah, so it's cool though. Oh, you know what I was going to ask is like in motocross, like there's a bunch of guys that come from Central California, right? Like you, your
so
home,
much
like
talent
this
out
is
here.
A very small area.
Name a few people that we know
because we're it's such a congested little small spot that all we had to do, like whether we ride, like it was a lot more freedom. Like it seemed like there was a lot of freedom when we went down there. Like that big processing plant quarry kind of deal where they process the sand and the gravel and all that. That used to be another pipeline version in Templeton. Like that's where I like first learned to ride. My grandparents used to have a property on the riverbed and that's where they lived. And I'd ride down there with my mom at like 7 years old. She'd be on like a TTR 125. I'd be on like 60. Ripping around.
Did you have guys to look up to ride with though too?
Yeah.
Ride in that same area?
We had a ton. So like,
there's so many people riding back in the day.
Yeah, and they were good, but there's so many people that never got the credit.
Yeah.
That were so good, so talented, didn't have the backing, didn't have, you know, the family, the support, you know what I mean, which you have to have.
Well, you mentioned a few, like Nathan Woods, I race against him a little bit. Like, there's a bunch of other people.
I think Woody.
You said Berman was one of your good friends too, right?
Yeah. I used to ride a school bus, Tyler. Bunch of different people, which at the time, they were all.
Just going out there, tearing it up, like having fun with all your homies.
Yeah, that's really all it was. As soon as it rained, you'd see every single person that you knew. Every single person you knew that had a motorcycle was there after a rain. It looked like a amateur national sometimes. And like people from San Jose would drive 3 hours to go down. Like Jeff Pastana. You know Jeff Pastana?
Oh, I remember that name.
He'd bring his Japanese kids that were here, like almost like a foreign exchange setup, but they were...
Yeah, to learn how to ride against on American soil, so to speak, right?
Yeah, and it was incredible. Like, and it's kind of all fizzled a little bit, but...
Yeah,
still,
but dude, that's still, like, that's a lot of good motocross dudes. Are there a lot of side-by-side guys, or I don't know, is there a lot of side-by-side action up here?
Not really.
Well, as far as, like, enthusiasts or, like, people that go by them,
I feel like both.
Sometimes in the winter, like, after rain, it's still, like, the river's not flowing or whatever. Like, we can, on a Wednesday night, we could have 12 side-by-sides going bumper to bumper, like, mashing each other, like, to where, like, I'll be in an NA car and my buddy will be in a turbo and... And we'll
just mashing,
bumping tires like hard, like all
really?
Over. I was ripping down the riverbed one night up in like towards San Miguel, almost to Camp Roberts.
You guys gotta be careful,
I never went
man.
There. Yeah, so we rip it down to like 65, and I start blowing this corner. Like it's a big sweeper, and it's just skating, and I like can't get it to turn. And all of a sudden, there's just a fat log, and I'm like, ah, ha, ha, and I'm like, 32. So it should take that log. It probably exploded. It looks super old. But that was oak. Nailed
that thing
it.
Was solid.
Kept ripping. Came back, ripped all the way back. Loaded up. Got home probably 2 a.m, maybe 3 on a Wednesday. my buddies was just like, all right, I'm not going to sleep. I'm just going to, because I'll go straight to like work for MGE or like another construction company around here. And they're up at 5. So they're like, screw it. Why even try to get an hour? Like, I'm going to feel like shit.
I'm just going to go to work.
Yeah.
Just because I had a good
love
time.
It. Yeah. But they can recoup the next day because we're not going to go out. But
be smoked.
Next morning, I look at my side by side and the whole arm is just tacoed.
Oh, dude, really?
Didn't even really, like, honestly, I didn't really notice this. We were just going hard. It was just race. Like,
the whole time you're driving all crooked, but it's fine.
It was just. Ate a little bit in the middle, but it honestly wasn't that bad.
What was it? Lean a little bit more forward so we can hear you in the microphone.
Brittany says another riverbed sled in the making, Jesse.
Oh yeah, we're good. Yeah.
And oh, riverbed sled means that it's busted in the riverbed.
No, you guys talk for a second. Let me find something on my phone.
Oh, did you guys have something? Okay, I'm going to talk about another comment that came in. John Hupper said, thoughts on Polaris selling interest in four-wheel parts. So there's a lot of positives that come out of this, John, like a lot.
I don't know enough to...
I don't think any of us know enough. We know a lot
it's
about
still
it.
Still in the works.
Yeah, we know a lot about it behind the scenes. But Polaris wants to focus on their side-by-side generation or in their OEM program. So it's good because they'll be able to focus a little bit better. For those that don't know... Transamerica Auto Parts was part of Polaris, which owns 4-Wheel Parts. And now Wheel Pros, KMC Wheels, owns 4-Wheel Parts. They bought them. So it'll be pretty cool to have that collaboration and stuff going on in the future, especially for guys like me that have friends at both places. So it'll be pretty cool. But I think it'll be really good for the whole industry, John. Let's see here. Yeah, another riverbed sled in the making, Jesse. That's hilarious, dude. What are these riverbed sleds that you guys are talking about? Like
We blew it out real quick.
Like snowboarding behind...
See, we lived on 50 acres. And
you are talking about that. Let me show this.
Straight sled.
Dude, so I've got these cabinets from an auction.
You mind if I show this to the people
on... Yeah, well,
the...
this is not the best photo, but...
No, you get the point.
Hold on. All right, yeah. There we go.
Oh, dude. Really?
So, naturally, I'm going to have a couple extra stock Razor seats sitting in my cargo container. And then I got these cabinets from an auction, picked them up, and they came with this little, like, this almost like a metal pallet kind of deal. But it was like, it looked just like a sled. My mom's like, oh, that looks like a sled. That'd be kind of cool. And then my brother looks at me and I'm like, oh, hey, you still got those old skis? He's like, yeah. So he's got these water skis. So I took some self tappers and just,
honestly, that looks like you could get real hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you would have seen the footage.
We blew the bottom
if you got a driver that just wants to tear you up.
That's this guy.
No, I don't. No, I don't want to.
No.
Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, myself as a younger I. Yeah, 100%.
Dude,
I don't care who it is. It's going to be my grandma or my mom in the back. I'm going for it.
Dude, that's crazy, man. Yeah, Craig Bean said thanks to my idea. Oh, so he's taking credit for it.
Right. That's the cabinet I got.
Oh, that's nice, dude.
Yeah.
And James Soul 677 said, "What's up, Vatos? What's up, dude?"
Ole. Ole.
It's kind of cool, though, because like, I feel like there's a lot of these things that correlate with all the off-road industry, right? Like, anybody who's listening to the show or watching the show does their own things. I've seen guys that get pulled by side-by-sides on snowboards in the dunes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, then you got all the mud guys down in like, Louisiana and stuff doing all their crazy shit. Like, it's pretty cool because everybody has their own way of having fun, and you guys are coming up with extra shit, too.
Oh, yeah. I kind of wish we had one of those, like, big old swamp donkey rigs that they have back there and take it down the river, like those beaver dams and stuff.
Yeah.
The snorkel, everything.
Are you trying to get portals on your Ranger?
And if somebody wants to toss them my way, I'll throw them on. Like, I'll try anything.
What size tires they put on those big old swamp?
48s.
48s.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
No, dude.
They're like 37s.
I asked Dustin maybe? The biggest size. Could you see the size of that tire? Because what?
That is huge.
6 feet, 72 inches, right? So like...
Yeah, that's taller than I am.
That's crazy, right?
6'2". 6'2".
Damn, that's gnarly. That's huge.
See here. I like sleds that have their own power. Yeah, that would be kind of cool to throw like that. But it adds a whole other layer of dangerousness when somebody else is pulling you around, because then your life is in control or in their hands.
Yeah, that's another thing. I give co-drivers so much respect. Dude, I can hardly ride in a car in the passenger seat.
You were a little on edge when we were driving yesterday.
Slow down, buddy. Like, here,
okay, wait, we're good.
Because I know where the big G-outs are, and that thing does not have the same... Like, there's a couple times where I was like, thinking, of like, just hold it wide. But I forget. I'm like, we're not in my Pro XP where we get hit wide open.
We had about 6.9 inches of travel in that Ranger. So
but
we're,
the chop, little rollers, it's...
Pretty legit. That was a, so you've already tested this sled.
Oh, so yeah. Brittany, there's the kid.
Let me see that picture again so I can show everybody.
So, I scrolled through.
So did she get...
You were there.
Yeah, I was there.
Dude, that's wild. You should post them online so we could actually see those videos.
There's the sled. Dude. But Jace, so Brittany...
How do you do it? You hold on to
their Velcro. They just...
No, it gets strapped to this cage?
Oh, no, there's
to the chassis
side like that. You just hold on for
your life.
Yeah, good thing we didn't put a lap belt on them, because
we probably
would have sunk them. But yeah, it was Brittany is Chad. You know the kid last night that was riding around on the motorcycle with no headlight?
Mm-hmm.
That's her son.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. And Jason's her neighbor, and I towed him down this steep where we're at that pond. Remember I told you that? And we backed up and we saw the shopping cart, which very rare to see shopping carts in Templeton. But they're starting to migrate. Yeah, starting to migrate.
Yeah, we only saw like...
Yeah, Paso's getting too hot. Then you start heading. Look down there a couple, like...
Was that
I'm
where
not
we
sure
were
how many weeks ago that was. How
okay,
many,
so
how,
I want to show
Jason,
the...
How long ago do you think it was?
Oh, that was a
you
very
were there
short
for that day, right?
Okay. I just want people to be able to see like and
it's
get
like a
an
month.
Idea
yeah,
of
Yeah, throw
what,
that up on the screen.
I want people to be able to see an idea like of what this actually is. So you guys are in water?
It's still sitting in my front yard, man.
Oh, yeah.
You want to go do it tonight?
Water to sand combo. You just get... You get the sled wet a little bit, and then it slides easier. You know,
so we took our friend Emily last night, and that was pretty fun. Maybe we could get her to do it. You think she'd be able to jump on this thing?
Will you do it tonight,
dude? Yeah.
You have a wetsuit?
Professional, dude. That
well, sweatshirt.
It's still
same
hot
thing.
Enough outside.
Yeah,
I mean,
pretty,
water's probably pretty warm. It's stag.
It's a little clammy in here.
I feel like that
water's stag.
I feel like that water had like six dead fish. Like,
dude,
it was pretty haggard.
The last time we went there was great.
Yeah. I don't know, man. But it
together pretty
swam
well.
Swam around, it, cooled off, and I just climbed only two-wheel drive, so I think it's stuck, so I got to get somebody to push it back.
Dude, it's pretty
that's
wild. Perfect way to put it, right?
Absolutely.
I'll kill all I'd you guys, but I'll be alive at the end.
Did I kill anyone? No.
What did Emily say about it? Your wife, Emily.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to send her, like, flying.
Dude, and even if you were, like, mud bogging down in Louisiana, if you take that thing, you get enough speed, you could slide it right. Oh, dude, on the beach.
I love Louisiana.
Just what about on the beach? Like,
oh,
just ripping,
yeah.
Like, right
like
where
a
the
winch.
Water is?
Like how no. guys winch
Yeah,
their...
but like where they do the skimboards, like right
yeah.
there? Dude, that would be sick.
Yeah, but my car's not going in the salt water, man.
Yeah.
We use yours.
Yeah, you
got... Yeah, you got a guy.
Sounds good.
Works for me.
We'll
tow it behind the dirt life.
I was going to say, the Sprinter van would do amazing.
Did you drive
it
down on the beach?
No.
That's one thing cool thing about Pismo. With truck, trailer, it doesn't matter how big the trailer is. You have 10 side by sides on if you got a trailer big enough. It's $10?
Five. Dude, that's
five or 10.
That's rad that you guys have so many opportunities 10. To go riding. In Southern California, you know, I mean, you didn't get that many opportunities, right? Dude, even when I posted Instagram.
I would drive out from my house. And that's another thing, too. I was telling him about the side by side.
In Lake Elsinore?
Oh, yeah. I go
Where
from,
would you go?
Well, on the road for about 3 hours.
Yeah, Mexico?
Yes. So we then lake backwater, rip through the way, and then we go.
Up in.
We're ripping. Wow, there's a bunch of dudes ripping. Like, let's go see what they're doing. None of the dudes speak English.
Uh-oh.
They're all just, oh, yeah, you guys got mota? We're like, yeah, no. He's like, you know, they're just like,
dude, that's
they're all amped up.
Yeah.
They all have like,
I still want you
anytime,
to drive one that has a just direct drive. So like with no belt, I want you to shift and stuff. I want to see your motocross skills come out.
Hey, that's a lot of control right there. But we got a guy.
But he doesn't use
their paperweights. Pretty much, you know.
Brittany Searle said, Chad loves the ranch quad by quadding it up.
He's the
Dustin.
One you saw weeded out there. That's the table right there. If anybody looks at him,
like last night.
Yeah. That kid is rad. Oh, he just logged on, too. So he just heard you talking shit at all.
His boyfriend, too. Caden. Yeah. Wait.
Is it Caden? Cussing, too. I think I can press the. So we
have some funny things that we can do with
That's
the audio.
Your voice,
system.
Not mine. Okay.
But they're all different.
There you go. There it is. Boxing. So we can have some serious fun with some of these voices here, but I think we should keep it.
Keep it toy.
Yeah.
We'll keep it tight.
Keep it professional. Very professional.
It's cold in the shop.
Great firework.
It's a nice firework.
Today, that's where we're supposed to go today. Yeah, we can exactly. go any way we want because
yes.
we're...
Good think, stuff.
I guess it's a two-part question. What would you tell everybody that rides around here to make it better for the areas to ride here? And then if I was going to come up, what would you tell me to do as a positive thing? Like,
and the homeless people are some of the worst. Because,
yeah.
And I know they all have their struggles, everything like that. And you got to respect it or at least have some sympathy. But there's probably like at least 250 shopping carts within a 2-mile radius. Like just... In the bushes, like sunk under the ground, like
that's just
everywhere, and it's getting worse. And like just the other day, there was all the fire department was down there, and they had
That's probably why groceries cost so much.
It was a brilliant idea. You have to put in like 50 cents to get it unlocked, and then as soon as you come out, you can't leave with it. You have to like put it back, and then you get your money back.
All right, so we got a few comments that came in. Jackie from Rigid.
Jackie's our girl.
I sent her a video last night, but she hasn't responded. So, Jackie, thanks for answering.
Did you show her the
yeah, like that we were out there.
Oh, yeah. I think I sent it to her as well.
But anyway, so she said, make sure that you leave with more trash than you brought. So, like, clean up the areas.
Yeah,
like,
we'll be down there and we'll see, all those some of the low life guys drinking Coronas and those Coors Lights. You know what I'm saying? So we'll pick up the boxes.
Yeah, exactly. Clean up.
But with Firestone and them, I was talking to them about doing a big river cleanup. Let's get everybody down there. I'll bring the skid steer.
Dude.
We can go pick up some of some people have left cars.
Can
down
you
there.
Make a safer jump for Ian so he actually hits it this next time?
That was also like another little perk of going down. Twitch Stenberg and Deegan built some of those. Back
oh, really?
Day. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, Brittany. So, like, next time I come, if I bring a side-by-side, I'd like to see if we can go, like, through the wash and stuff like you guys took us, but do it during the day and then maybe, like, go up a hill to the top and have a barbecue and then go back down, like, the end of the night. Like,
that's what the best part about the Ranger is. It's got the big bed in the back. He has a Ranger.
Yeah.
BN said, pin it to win it with Chad.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Are they just wide open?
George needs to come.
Yeah, come ride with us here. You want to take over the comments?
Yeah, let me get after this. Keep man, you guys.
Can you please read Could you please read the next comment?
Lots of cool caps, George.
You'd love it.
What's the next comment that we had?
Leave more trash than you came with.
Leave with more trash. So
yeah,
sorry.
But that's right though. Like you definitely got to clean up, man. But there is a lot of value in what you guys are saying because I always tell everybody about Arizona and to keep it clean and like how much fun we have on our trail rides and stuff. I really honestly think that if I was just a dirt bike racer, like a motocross guy or supercross or whatever it was, even if I was an off-road guy, I think that the side-by-side community invites more to these different areas, right? Like you're telling us right now. Like, that, to me, is amazing.
Absolutely. And anybody can tag along or hop on or grab one or whatever. Go rent one. It's, I love it. Everything about it. It's, some people talk down on it. Some people are all about it. Some people are a little bit haters. I mean, but...
Yeah, if you move up to the Central Coast to the P-Line area...
Oh, now you're talking about us moving here, not just visiting?
Yeah. I mean, don't complain about the side-by-sides ripping around in the riverbed.
It's funny is when I was a kid, all I wanted to do was be down south.
Oh, yeah, they get mad.
That's all I wanted to do. Oh, sorry. Fenced. I love Millsap Stream Facility, and I love, you know...
Alden and all those guys.
Well, no, I would say like Club Mix, like some of the more like cookie cutter like programs for set for like amateur kids. They can change it up, yes, but a lot of those guys will ride the same track. Some of those guys fall into that routine. Yeah, they're fast.
In the loose context last night, like what you were showing us, the places that you grew up riding, like in the wash and those sand tracks and berms and all of this stuff, right? Like, it makes you a good rider because that stuff is never the same. It's never groomed. It's always gnarly. Like, and then, like, so you see guys like Tomac, they go out there just gnarly all the time, like racking on different stuff. But, like, if you're just a Southern California guy going to all those tracks, like, it doesn't teach you the extra stuff.
The same place all the time. Or, like, yeah, kids can, like, I would go, I'd come from here and, like, not have, like, a real moto track or something like that. And I'd go to Paris Raceway and I get smoked. Or, and then I'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah, but those,
like,
locals are fast,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, but I'd be like, I'm going to an amateur national, like, and I just got third. Like, trying to win everything. And I was like,
because
I
those
got
guys,
smoked.
Yeah, those guys have a different,
go to a national
level. Yeah, because they can ride
their
own track.
They're non-existent.
Let's see here. We got a couple more.
You guys make it up Mount St. Helens. Made it
on,
like,
the ranch quad. Up that?
He did it. But, like, no, up and down Mount St. Helens. He did all that fine.
First gear at the top or what?
Oh yeah, electric shift. But the REM track is the one that has the steepest hill.
Yeah, that one's got that gnarly one in the back, right?
That's where they went up, and he made. I think he might have made it one time, but it was funny. He, like, get it. He, like, turns at the top and goes bad. Or he might have rolled down backwards. I can't remember. But I remember watching. I'm like, oh, God. And then he just cut it the rest of the race.
Dude.
It was just funny is he signed up for we don't know anything about quads.
It was a quad race?
Yeah. I take my ranch quad to all the races, so I cruise around on that. And it's like I think it was like a 8 to 14 or 12. Might have been a 12. 250 class. And we're like, oh, dude, we'll just say you're 13 or whatever, or 12, and you'll be on the, it's a 250 class, you'll be on the ranch quad, like, you're older, like, you have moto background, like, dude, you'll be fine, you'll probably win this thing, and show up on the line, they're on full race quads, and he goes to start, and the battery's so dead, it freaking died, like, if the starter would work, it's like, whoa, so he had to get hopped off, he's like,
full,
like,
starting,
full, like,
on the
chainsaw,
line.
Like, lawnmower, gets it started. Stuff, not like manual. Yeah, with a over the top of it.
Was it 4th of July?
No.
He's just that loyal to the United States?
Yeah, just proud American.
Just proud to be an American.
I wish I had that on the soundboard, man. I messed up for today. Yeah, American flag overall is what Brittany said. Dude, that's so cool. You guys have had so many good times, man. We had comments come through. I had to reset Instagram. But they were saying, like, Jesse and Nathan on the sand track and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. We were down there. Dude, we built an enduro cross track. We brought, there was, because there's down there, there's tires.
The Beaver's pretty much making an enduro cross track for you.
True as well. But yeah.
They're moving logs all over the place.
Yeah, a lot of those areas would have, like, my grandparents' property was on the river and they had 50 something, almost 60 acres right there. But their bottom part of their property used to be a dump. Mm-hmm. So, like, a lot of the tires, like, I had a Ranger and yeah.
I think that's so cool though.
We put so much work in it. We'd spend like 3-4 days working on stuff, knowing a rain was going to come, and then, like, as soon as it rained, it was
building
just like,
it up, dude. Like, I
those
always
tires ended up being tools though, because you could drag them around.
Oh yeah, so
yeah,
I could, like,
and, like,
drag them around and rake them.
Rake it. Dude, I feel like those types of things that you guys talk about. Most kids, like, that don't grow up in motorsports are off. Like, but you get to experience and learn stuff that most people. So speaking of the kids, I think
I like it.
Okay, cool, man. Well, dude. Stoke, thank you for having us at the shop.
Thanks
man.
For having me in here.
So, a refreshment for his driver, a beer. That would work out good, huh?
Cerveza.
Yeah.
Onomas.
So, Brittany said, hope George can come up here more often. I would love to. So, we'll have to see what happens. It's not that far, so.
It's really not. So if you're like her boyfriend just says to me, are you coming over to catch? Oh no.
So Jesse, we've been talking about kids for a little bit on the show, talking about how you grew up as a child. It's pretty neat how motorsports, like I always say, brings everybody together, especially off-road, right? Like racing,
yeah.
You know, from a young age, you could race go-karts, you could race side-by-sides, dirt bikes, whatever it is. And to your immediate left, we have Toby Musico. That's
I'm Toby Musico. I'm from Gold Coast, Australia. Into the, like...
Better?
What about the karting thing? What's your take?
This, but I also want to do Razor stuff, or like, how did it transfer over to get off-road?
Well, hire the RZR for a race and try it out. And then I really liked it, so we bought our own one and just been racing that since.
That's pretty cool, man. Jesse, did you ask him what class he races in?
Yeah, what class are you racing right now?
It's like a test class for this year, but it's called Future Champions, and it's like from like 10 to 14-year-olds to race it, and that's what I'm racing. I'm
Future
11.
Champions? Well, he already beat me, so he championed
over
me. Oh. Smoked me at the go-kart track.
Well, that's good. He's a karting guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like light beer or you like a heavy beer? Just kidding.
He's from Australia, dude.
Yeah. You like Foster's or what do you like? I'm kidding.
Does Foster's even exist in Australia?
It's not even from Australia. No.
Yeah. I feel like, so we got Ben, your dad over there, is telling us about the beers.
I was going to ask a couple questions that, like, not everybody's into racing, but a lot of people like the show, like some technical things. Like, how was it setting your car up or like getting ready to race? Did you buy one that was ready to go? It had a cage, it had nets, it had seats. Yeah. What kind of seats do you run?
Well, I run a Recaro, and I think, what's yours?
Yeah, so they got like big seats, small seats, like all that stuff. But like getting it all set up is like a really good thing to do because you learn like your body positioning in a car, you learn how to control a vehicle, like a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of control and like learning a vehicle, UPR seats.
Yep.
Inserts. Have you heard of them? They do like the molded seat that goes into your. I mean.
Yeah.
The Recaro's,
they're game changers.
The Recaro's fairly kind of like the. A Sparco. It's not like it's not like a PRP or like a Simpson or one of those type of deals.
I'm a big OMP guy.
OMP, what's that?
Bell helmets and OMP are the same ones, and they have different types of seats, but they fit my body really well. So, but similar to Sparco and the race seats and stuff like that. So, do you have your Razor all set up like for racing, or is it like can you still go on trails or
do you play ride? Do you do anything like that?
No, not really.
Strictly race car.
Yeah, pretty much.
Big race guy.
Yep.
So what's been the most fun part about it?
Just like sliding the thing and hitting jumps and stuff.
Big jump guy?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do you race your car in two-wheel or four-wheel?
Four-wheel.
All right. Ian.
All right.
Four-wheel.
Yeah, so...
And why do you race it in four instead of two?
It's just quicker. I mean, it's not much...
More controllable?
Funner. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So... Those kinds of things are pretty cool to understand, right? Because those make it so that, like Jesse was telling like last night, it's something that's pretty well known in the off-road racing world. Four wheels is always going to be faster,
yeah.
Right? So Jesse's like, dude, four wheels.
You're hitting a corner really hard and you hit that fine edge and it's all that strain on that one axle and two-wheel because you're sliding and you know, you're only two-wheel drive. The inside tire's not really getting a lot of force or impact. You put it in four, and it's kind of like evening it out, where it's getting a little bit on the front, a little bit here, and like kind of distributes that weight a little bit, to where it's not just going to pink. Because like my first time when I started getting in a side-by-side, 3 days a week,
all the time,
minimum, 30-minute motos, like laps. Go show up there, and I'm running it in two-wheel. I went to the track probably 6 times. I never made it more than 4 laps.
Oh, I think we got...
Instantly break axle, driveline. I break a clutch, like everything, and then... They're like, dude, how do you keep breaking all this stuff? Are you in two-wheel? I'm like, yes. They're like, you got to be in four. I'm like, yeah, but two's way more fun. Like, it
way
slides.
Better, right?
It's all squatted in the rear. Like, it's awesome.
So just so everybody on Instagram knows, you might be getting a little bit of static because we just plugged in the iPhone because it was about to die. So deal with it for about 5 minutes and we'll unplug it after it gets a little bit of a charge. But if you can't stand it, go over to Facebook or go over to YouTube and hang out with us over there. Do you, since you've been over here, like, what have you done in the United States? Because coming from Australia, man, like, that's a pretty big leap to come over here. So, like, what was the premise of coming over here?
Our friends, like, had tickets to this rally school called Team O'Neill Rally School.
Team O'Neill?
Yeah, and they weren't using them, so they gave them to us. So, and then we...
He's acting all humble, dude, because his dad was telling me about this because we got to go on a beach cruise. Put the mic a little closer to your mouth. All of the instructors at the rally school were like, dude, this kid is talented. Like, he was, like, beating most of the professional drivers, like, with better times.
Aussie.
So, like, but that's the same kind of feeling that you got, Jesse, and I got as well, like, in dirt bikes and things like that. So, to have that positive feedback and to understand that you're talented makes you really want to give it a go, like, moving forward. Like, it's almost refreshing to hear his story.
Yeah, positive encouragement is always so good. I mean, well, is it not? Or like, here's what you need to do. And it's like, you just told me 8 things I did wrong and I sucked. But where do I go from here? Instead of being like, hey, you hit this corner really good over here. You're greasing that double. But this spot, and this spot, you're having some troubles. Always keep
constructive
criticism. 3 things.
Criticism, Toby? Like from your fan?
I don't know. Sometimes my friends like joke around.
Here's one thing I learned from this guy named Sean Palmer.
Yeah?
Talk shit all you want, but you gotta back it up.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
My bad.
Talk shoot.
It's cool to see because now you're putting in all this effort. Like, you get to go to this.
We're out in the boonies, man.
You get to go to this.
That one.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
So now what is the full handle for Instagram so we can go check them out?
MFR, Music or Family.
Yep.
Music or Family, yeah.
So go check it out.
So you guys like music and racing.
Yeah.
What's your instrument?
I play drums.
Don't touch my drum set.
The young Tommy Lee right here, okay?
So what else did you do since you got here to the United States?
We went to Nashville to watch NASCAR, and then we came over here.
Dude, so you've been in New Hampshire at a rally school.
Yeah.
You've been in Nashville for NASCAR.
Yeah.
And you've been in Southern California and Central California to hang out with some of the off-road elite, dude. Like, are you just, like, having the best time ever? That sounds amazing. I would love to do that.
Yeah, I have 2 questions, though. Yeah. I already know about SoCal.
you're like, SoCal.
What was your favorite food when you went to Nashville?
I don't know. Like, steak, I think.
Meat and taters kind of guy.
Whoa. Right. Actually, can we follow that up with what's his favorite food that he's had so far on this trip? Because he had a cheese crisp, and I thought he was going to start crying. He was enjoying it so much.
I'm going to cook you a burger here in about 20 minutes.
Life-changing?
Oh, dear. You like onions?
Not really.
All right, you're not going to have a very
good burger. Okay, so answer the question, though. What's the best thing that you've eaten since you've been here?
I don't know. I think it's like...
Your top 3.
I've had pretty much...
You know what you had. What you want? What did you
steak,
like?
Steak, burgers, and like wings, pretty much. That's it.
Where were the wings? Where were the burgers? Where were the steaks?
The steak was at, and the burgers was at Nashville, and the wings was at Nashville as well, and then at the NASCAR. All
right, you got 3 picks. You can only have, either you're going to marry one. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to play that game. He's too young.
I'm kidding. I was going to say you have one for the rest of your life, one time, and then one never.
Yeah. You can never have it again. You know one thing that you did? You also went...
Cool kids.
Yeah.
Cool cats.
What did you think? Well, should I Michael Lessie'd that thing like nobody's business?
That was...
I got such a good start. That was awesome.
So funny.
You were next to me before I even hit the gas pedal.
I started out, I think, 6th, and by the first turn, which was only like 30 feet, I was in 3rd.
Yeah.
Dude, it was awesome.
J-Hoops 24, NASCAR for the win.
Yeah. You did like NASCAR then?
Yeah. It was loud. Louder than I thought it was. Yeah. Well, we were, like, in the middle of the grandstand, so, like, while it was racing, but otherwise, when they weren't, before they were racing, we got, like, maybe, like, 20 feet away from the catch fence.
And it was that close?
Yeah, but no cars were running then. It was before the race.
Dude, that's crazy, though.
Yeah.
All right. So where are you staying here on the Central Coast? This is like my head.
I don't. It's Paso
Robles.
Yeah.
What's your hotel called?
Hotel Siri. Is it?
Oh, you guys are at Siri?
Oh, why is that Bouge?
The one downtown by the movie theater.
Dang, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a place I've always wanted to go to, but yeah, it's a little pricey. Just
kidding. Yeah.
It looks like we're still having problems with the internet, so I think Instagram's probably working good. We're going to record the rest of the show for you guys, but we're going to kind of wind it down right now. Plus, I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little bit hungry, dude.
I'm starving.
I want one of Jesse Nelson's hamburgers. So
all I've had is Cheerios.
A couple questions that I want to just do I think would be fun is just to go through the rapid-fire Q&A with Toby. I think you've answered some of these already, Jesse, but you want to go through and answer and fire
I'll
away
mine,
with them?
You tell me yours.
No, I'm asking both of you guys.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is that cool?
Yeah. It's not cool, but it's fine.
Yeah. All right, you want to do a rapid-fire Q&A then, Toby?
Sure.
All right.
We got to get 2D on here.
Oh, you want to? Okay. You want to do it now? You want to do rapid-fire with him, or you want to ask him some questions?
No, we'll do rapid-fire then in 2D.
Okay, sounds good. So, tacos or hot dogs?
Hot dogs.
Oh,
tacos.
Really? Big taco guy. Yeah. Chicken or asada?
Chicken.
Oh, dude.
Depends on where it's at.
He's already beating 90% of the guys that play Rapid Fire because he's just like slamming
them. Oh, it's
them
a race?
Off. I don't know. He's
okay. I think
everything is a race when you're as young as he is. Dunes or the river?
River.
Dunes.
Look at the speed on Jesse now.
Well, riverbed? Of course. If it's Havasu?
Action shots or still shots?
Still.
Dang, action. He got you. Yeah, it's kind of hard, right? Still shots? What are you taking a picture of then if you're doing a still shot? Your race car?
Yeah. Or like,
you know, that says
or like a really cute puppy?
No. Should be slow-mo or real time? Slow-mo or real time? I'm all about slow-mo.
Ooh, slow-mo or real time?
All about slow-mo.
Yeah, we used one of the slow-mos that you did for on your intro, so thank you very much for all that great content, Jesse.
That's from Tristan.
Three-wheeler or quad?
Quad.
I lost that one. That's a tough one. Three-wheeler, I'm going to say, though.
Pizza rolls or jalapeno poppers?
Jalapeno poppers. Had them last
night. Pizza rolls.
Dude, we had some freaking—I don't know what they were—just cheese nugs over at the Firestone Brewing Company.
Oh, dude,
those things will blow your mind. Yeah. Emily cracked it open, and all this cheese oozing out of it, dude. Woo wee! It was awesome. Favorite movie?
I can't.
Top Gun. I don't know.
Oh, you're going Top Gun?
Yeah, the old one though. I haven't.
Oh,
watched the
look
new
at
one.
This guy.
You know what? I'm gonna keep it OG. I'm gonna say Beauty and the Beast. You know?
Well, that's pretty romantic. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Instagram or Facebook?
Instagram.
All day. Yeah, except for Instagram sucks when you have to do production.
Hey, don't get shadow banned, okay, guy?
Dude, I already got messed up. It won't even let us go live on the iPad. So if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Invisibility.
That's creeper status, though, dude.
Invisibility?
You just sneaking up on people?
Well, yeah,
like, what are you doing with
I was going to say x-ray vision, so we were kind of on the same page.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
Where are you guys going with this? That's a pretty crazy
Where am I going?
Yeah.
Exactly where you're thinking. Exactly where you're thinking. Sorry.
All right. So if you're invisible, like where are you going? Like are you sneaking into like a race shop to get all the good secrets for your race car? Or what are you doing?
Last thing on my mind.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Hey, dude, he's young. How old are you again? 11?
11, yeah.
He's old enough. It's 2022.
We were driving down by the beach, and I asked him to look at a girl that was in a bikini, and he was like, no, can't do it.
And what I said is bad?
No,
dude, that's wrong.
I thought it was awesome.
How
but
dare
he,
you?
I thought it was awesome, but he's 11. Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Netflix.
Oh, because Drive to Survive?
Just Netflix. I don't ever watch YouTube.
Video or photo?
Only when I break something on the car and I need to figure out how to fix it.
Yeah. So that's what everybody says. You don't need to go to college anymore. Just
YouTube University.
YouTube or Google. Video or photo?
Video.
Or real, I guess I should have said on Instagram.
Whatever, same thing.
You guys are big Instagram guys. Most memorable race?
My first race in the Polaris.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why was it? Because it was fun or because you actually had all kinds of stuff happen?
A lot different because it's just like much bumpier than carts, obviously. So it was just unusual for me, but now it's normal.
That sounds like it'd be a pretty cool transition, man. Yeah. Jesse, what's your most memorable race?
Honestly, the last race I did.
Like, the last race you did on dirt bike?
No. Side-by-side race I did.
Which one was it?
Silver State 300.
Why is that the most memorable?
Because I never have like a most memorable. It's always the last one is what I remember. Like, you only go to your last race.
Dude, I just noticed how sick Toby's shoes
are. Yeah, the other
are.
Ones were cool, and they had other. There's things that happened. Yeah, it was cool, you know.
But there's a lot of stuff that you forget too,
yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah, we broke down. We took like an hour and a half nap. KO'd in the car until Justin and his freaking helicopter came and woke us up.
Nice.
He's like swerved us, and like swooped us around, and we're like, he's like, you guys good? And we're like, yep. He's
nice. Get going. Well, that's good. Jerk. He's checking on you guys.
Hey, woke me up.
Did he drop off any snacks? Because like that's
we were out.
Derek and I were dropping off snacks and beer and stuff when we were seeing people on the side of the road.
Brewski would have been nice.
Down in Baja. Let's see here. Favorite snack in the race car. What do
beef
you
jerky.
Take in the race
beef
car?
Jerky. Beef jerky.
Nothing.
Beef jerky all day. Oh yeah.
Short
yeah.
Bars? Yeah.
What if you had to go like do a desert race? Like, what do you take in a race car, dude?
Yeah.
You might have to go granola.
You might
bar.
Have to get a green banana.
Or a granola bar. Yeah. Let's see here. Supercross or motocross?
Supercross.
Oh, you watch Supercross?
No, but I've played it on games and stuff.
Yeah. Did you know that Jesse is friends with Ken Roczen and he's going to go race on the World Supercross?
Sick.
I still don't know what the World Supercross. I haven't.
I don't know. It's
much,
some
yeah.
sort of other. I think that's that Justin Brayton thing.
I need to look into a little more.
Ask Kenny and see what the whole deal is. What are you going with? Do you like motocross or Supercross?
To watch?
No, I think like pick it
Supercross.
For racing.
Any day of the week, okay?
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, the outdoors go during the day. Like, we were off doing stuff. It's not like we're going to sit, like, Supercross is in the evening. We can all...
You're on the track.
What?
What if you're on the track racing? Like, Well, I guess it's kind of...
Supercross.
Yeah.
Outdoors is way too much work.
What other form of racing would you guys like to try?
Lawnmower.
Dude, those things look crazy. Have you seen when they mod those things?
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Dude, they look wicked. Like, they look like they could throw... I would wear a neck brace 100%.
Not big ones, fast ones.
Dude.
Probably like a CR500 or something, you know?
Oof. Yeah. In a lawnmower?
Nah.
Jeez.
No. We got David is actually from Australia. Says, g'day from Australia, mate. 11:18 over here tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Tomorrow.
Hello. Yeah, I wanted to say that, too.
He's a time traveler.
I was telling Toby and Ben when we got to go eat cheese crisps. I'm pretty bummed that you didn't say cheese crisps was one of your favorites. that we have a lot of viewers from Australia, dude. I got to look like after I was talking to them the other week, and I was like, holy cow,
dude,
man.
If you go look at your audience on Instagram, like...
I haven't seen it.
I think a majority of my following is from Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
Big Australia guy.
Yeah. You know Luke...
Cross people.
You're Reardon.
Your favorite F1 driver, then. I'm a big Valtteri guy, dude.
I love him.
Dude,
he's so
awesome.
He's so underrated and so like downplayed on everything. He's so good.
Dude, I love that guy.
He seems like mellow, cool dude too.
Yeah.
So what other form of racing did you want to try, Toby?
Like those, like, you know those boats? They race like in the...
Those things are crazy, dude. The ones where they go like the guy goes like left, right, and it's just like a super quick swamp thingy.
Yeah.
Dude, those things are gnarly. Speedboat or dragster?
Dragster.
What are you picking? Are you speaking speedboat or dragster?
I think dragsters, it's tough. They're both very cool. Some of the people, I think, that affiliate with like some of the drag boats.
Dude, have you ever
smelled
a dragster like start up, one of those top fuel ones?
Oh
my God, dude. If you're not used to it, it'll make you pass out. Dude, it's so gnarly. Chips and guacamole or french fries and ketchup?
Yeah, chips and guac.
Chips and guac.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you, dude. Yeah. I didn't know the Australian was going to come with chips and guac.
Oi.
What about, what's the Australian, like, version of chips and guacamole? Is there, like, I don't know, Nutella and crackers or something? Like, I have zero idea.
No, Vegemite sandwich, dude.
Yeah.
So, if I came over to Australia, what kind of food?
Beef jerky. You have to try it over there.
Well, like thanking your family because they do so much for you. But do you want to throw any shouts outs or do you want to talk about anything else before we get Tootie on the line here or on the hot seat over here?
No, not really.
How do you like where you're staying? Downtown, cool?
Yeah.
The town, all right?
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Actually, that's actually a really good question to ask. What's been your favorite spot or like place in the United States that you've been to so far?
I don't know. I think it's here. Or like Oceanside.
Oceanside was pretty cool. You liked it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. Yeah. You go to Laguna Beach?
No.
Oh, Laguna Beach is pretty nice.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. He'd probably like it up there. I don't think he's as Gucci as you are, though, dude.
I'm Gucci, I'm bougie.
All right, so we're going to get your buddy Chudy over here. So thanks, dude.
Well,
we appreciate you.
Oh, good.
No?
I'm going to sign off.
Oh, okay.
We're getting Chudy and Jason. Jason is our crew chief now.
All right. Let's get him over here.
All right.
Dude, Jesse.
Hey.
You're awesome.
Excellent
work. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
When are you guys leaving?
Thursday, I think. Wednesday. Thursday.
From here?
Yeah. Oh, from L.A.
Oh. Dustin, load your Ranger on the back of my trailer.
We're
taking him to the river.
Yeah, let's get him going.
They got to experience it.
Jesse,
we don't have any Crocs here, though.
Jesse, can you thank your team real quick?
Of course. yeah. First of all, thank you, George, Dirt Life Show, for having me on.
No problem.
Yeah. It's BF Goodrich. Troy.
Dude, you got a lot of people that help you out. Are you okay? You going to die?
You
good, bud?
No, I'm good.
All right. So I appreciate you coming on and hanging out, Jesse.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
VP Race Fuels.
Mike Emerson.
You, Mike Emerson, yes. All the women that work there. I mean, even and Dylan, too.
You'd Jason like to thank Jackie.
Jason Ratzlaff, Rigid Industries. Jackie has been so great for us. Like, anytime we need something, it's like, hey, I know we just asked for something last week, and you already sent it out. Can you add this to something else?
I will say
no
that
problem.
Jackie's
phenomenal. She's
unless
good
you get on
her
bad side,
her
like I kind of ditched out on her a couple times for tacos, and she's really upset at me.
Oh man,
so we're gonna have to see what happens.
I hope I'm probably on the borderline to be on Jackie's bad side because I said I was gonna send her some posters. Lost the posters.
Not
still
looking good
to find
for
them.
Us, dude.
But I need to send them out. Dustin Bodecker, his shop, him always busting his ass, freaking blood, sweat, and tears. There's so many people. Ian Sheehy, this guy right behind the camera, he's done much welding on this car and helped make it be what it is. And Jason's helped pit support.
Dude,
Uncle,
it's
Uncle
a
Harry.
Massive team, dude.
Uncle Harry, Ethica Underwear. Sparko, Chris from Sparko.
Dude, you have so many sponsors.
San Diego Powder Coat, Johnson's, did all of our wheels.
You have a very special relationship with Sparko as well.
Yeah.
So it's good.
You guys heard the story too, didn't you? Oh, God. That's another
story for when kids aren't around.
We have, X-Travel.
Toby, keep that,
X-Travel Suspension, James, and all those guys over there. They helped us set this thing up and get it dialed in. Dude, to like 1 in the morning, we're on the phone with him. Just Esther and those guys were just...
Nestor and James,
Nestor,
all those guys.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I said Esther. My dad's grandma's name.
Everybody over there is like... The whole off-road community is like... It's insane how much work it takes to do this. Like you
it's
gotta,
a village and like... Honestly, like it's not like we got a whole team. It's just like a couple buddies, and we give them beer,
get stuff done.
Yeah, come hang out, and I give them some door bags for welding on the car and stuff.
Dude,
now he's got a razor, so I got to start returning
favors.
I'm
so stoked that you had us up here, dude. I appreciate it. All right, so before Jesse and Toby leave, Toby, I'd like you to say everybody and your family's name, and then at the end say
hey, thank you. Hey, wait. Yeah. What's your favorite singer?
I don't know.
Like song. You don't have a favorite singer?
Nah.
I don't know that band. All right, say your parents' name and your brother's.
My dad's name is Ben. No.
Alvin and Chipmunks.
Yep.
My mom's name is Andrea.
My
brother.
I promise you, Toby, that you will never have an interview like this again.
Yeah, okay.
You better hope not. What are your brother's names?
My brother's name is Jack, the older one. And my little brother's name.
And my
little brother's name is Sonny.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, do you think they're going to make funny? Thanks, Toby.
Oh, good.
Jason, on over here. Hang out for a little bit. We're going to sign off on the show in just a little bit. You can leave the chair there so that's in the same spot. We got to make sure everybody can still fit. All right, put down that. Dude, everybody's got some 805 beers. What's up, boys?
Well, they were handing them out.
So, long time no see, Jason. I saw you yesterday.
Yeah.
Judy, I saw you yesterday as well. So we got to do this real quick because we're we're starving. We want to eat hamburgers, right? So along with the guys sitting here, myself and Jesse, you started out on two wheels too. Did you as well, Jason?
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy how two wheels turns into four, not as you grow older, but just as you move forward in life, right?
Sometimes life just puts you there too.
Well, yeah. I mean, but for a good reason, maybe? Yeah.
I was heading this way anyway.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Start getting over the hill, and like they say, that cage starts looking more appetizing every time.
Well, and they're so capable and fun nowadays. Dude.
Yeah, when you can go and buy a trophy truck pretty much right out of the market, or right off the showroom floor.
It's kind of nuts, right?
Yeah.
Like, so where did you guys grew up in Central California as well, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy to think, man. When I was talking to you guys at the shop yesterday, I'm from Southern Arizona and then Southern California, right? And like, I feel like we're in our own bubbles. Like, we don't really realize that there's so much else out there as far as racers and good people and really fast guys, like all of this stuff. So does it ever make you guys feel like, I don't want to say like underrated, but like everybody's so focused on other stuff. It's like, dude, I'm coming in there hot. Like, we're going to smoke these fools.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's kind of different for us because fortunately I've got to ride with Guru Ryers and him as well. But like Nathan Woods, I used to ride with all the time. And so we kind of knew where we stood without racing. And I wasn't like an avid racer all the time, but I always know, like, even up until 2 years ago, I raced some District 37 stuff and at, you know, 40 years old and out of shape and barely ever racing and not even really riding that much anymore. I still can go get on the podium in a, you know, 40 plus class. So
nice, dude.
I can still
this
ride.
Guy gets it.
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah, this guy, dude, can ride.
What kind of bike do you use?
I have a 450L I just built. I had San Diego Powerhouse build it for me, so it's got all the 1X works done. And we raced the last race I did was the 2018, the Baja 500, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to play the same game we just did with Toby? You can thank your family real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Just real fast. I want to thank my beautiful wife and my little Quinny.
Perfect. Anybody else?
Nah.
We can give Tootie another voice. You do it real quick.
Yeah, I got to thank my wife. She's been incredible during this whole thing. This is only 6 months for me, so this is really new.
And she's been there for everything, and she's been amazing, and my daughter and my kid. Love them to death.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we talk about it all the time. Like, dirt bikes can be a son of a bitch, right? Mm. But, like, it's insane the camaraderie and the amount of support that everybody has. Like, right? Like, you grew up with these dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse, Jason, Nathan, like, all of these guys, right? Like,
Jesse was that little twerp at the track always annoying you when we were riding.
Oh, yeah. He was that guy?
Yeah.
Did he sound kind of like this when he first met him?
Even lower, more high pitch.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Dude. But yeah, so it's cool, though, because now you see, like, I don't know. I mean, it kind of sounds cliche when I say this, but, like, who your true friends really are, right? Like, because it comes out of the woodwork. And yesterday, like, when I was sitting there, I don't know you. Like, right. I met you for the first time yesterday, but it felt like you were already, like, centered. You were good with your friends. You were, you know, your situation in life has changed, but you're still a happy dude because of the people around you and the things you still get to do.
Yeah, again, I mean, all these guys I've grown up with, and, I mean, used to ride the bus with him, and now he's my brother-in-law.
That poor guy. Yeah.
So it's weird how life comes at you, but, yeah, a small community and a lot of riders, a lot of people playing the dirt around here.
And now you guys have done, like, you know, big trucks. I saw some stuff at your fab shop. You have big trucks. You guys obviously came from two wheels, but now with the advent of side-by-sides, like, how do you guys, like, because you're stoked on them, both of you guys, right?
Yeah. I was already going that direction. So, and that was something I was looking at. I raced with Reeds. It was an air conditioning company, but do you remember the AVE Desert Series? They were out of Cal City.
So Yeah.
So we raced that like in 2015, I think we were racing that on an old naturally aspirated 1000 Razor. So we kind of like, then we had a kid and got married since then. We have just been racing dirt bikes and riding. And I like spending a lot of time in Mexico just dirt bike riding.
Literally living his dirt life, like, everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And then so with the advent of side-by-sides, forcefully, you
mean what,
like
they
how
are.
Capable they
yeah.
are?
Yeah.
That's what I always say. I'm like, everybody asks me, dude, I want to get the baddest one. It needs to go 150 miles an hour. I'm like, dude, you can get the slowest one, like even a Ranger, and you probably can't drive it as fast as it can go.
No, right.
Like it would be completely fine if you just got a nice, like, just run-of-the-mill side by side.
Well, and honestly, just the ability to throw an ice chest in the back now—that's amazing.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Well, wait, you get with your 805s?
Yep, the 805s.
Central California, everybody, right?
Well, it's like I had pre-runners back in the day, so we had like full-blown tube chassis, basic. Not mine wasn't a tube chassis, but it was back haft and coilovers, bypasses all the way around, and the amount of money and work that goes into just having a pre-runner to go out in the desert, and then be able to just go buy one of these, and I mean, like, his is relatively stock 32s, and off he goes. And, versus mine's got, you got long travel, and, there's a lot of options now. So it's like, I get in mine now, and I'm like, man, I miss having windows and, an actual air conditioner and stuff. But really, it's like.
Dude, Jesse's Ranger has a windshield on. That was amazing.
Right. Yeah. I have a glass window on my Talon. You saw it.
Yeah.
I got my windshield wipers to get the dust
off. What kind of side-by-sides do you guys have then? You have a Talon, Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm running a Talon also.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you guys have done to those things? Last week, we had Jeff Proctor on the show.
Yeah, so I built all my own long travel. I basically bet the axles I have were developed by Proctor. They're the Demon. Mine's 78 inches wide. So it's based off his 77 width, basically. So
basically, he just showed us all up bragging.
Yeah.
No,
I just built my own stuff.
Yeah. But it's, and then I did the turbo, and then I used PPEI. I did all the injection updates and different ECU, and it's fast. I mean, the thing
those
rips.
Guys do awesome work over there.
Yeah, I saw they just did a dyno, exact same tune, everything I have on another Talon, and it was the same everything, same exhaust, everything. And the thing made it was 163 horsepower to the wheel with 32s and then 210 foot-pounds of torque. So
that's
pretty
awesome.
Yeah, that thing, I mean, mine, it rips. I'm super stoked on it. I was chasing Jesse through the riverbed in his King of the Hammers car, and I'm like, hey, it keeps up. I mean, it's that's a four-seater, cool. too. It's my family rig, so it's pretty cool to be able to do that.
I'm looking forward to seeing those guys, the PPEI guys, because I get to go to Texas this week for the Outlaw Series and hang out with those guys, so it'll be cool. One thing that I forgot to ask Jesse is there's a lot of new side-by-side racing coming over. Now they have the Outlaw Series that's in Texas that the Miller Brothers race and the PPEI guys, all those guys. They're going to have an Outlaw Series West come out now.
Oh, cool.
So they're going to do Taft, Cedar City, Utah, and then there's another place that they're going to have that's an outlaw-specific park. But there's a lot of good racing. It'd be kind of cool to see you guys come support some of that stuff.
Yeah, I actually thought about that. I've been kind of conflicted because I've always been a desert guy. I race desert dirt bikes and stuff. But
These are like GP style.
Well, it intrigues me because I've been watching what those guys are doing, and I followed on Facebook, and I was a three-wheeler racer back in the 80s, right? So I was like, so I miss the wheel-to-wheel thing a little bit, and I kind of picture myself in that. I'm like, that would be pretty cool. That kind of racing would be a lot of fun.
I know that Jesse's done some work stuff, but this stuff, I feel like Jesse would be insanely good at some of these shorter courses.
Yeah, it would be cool. It would be a blast. I mean, I just look at him that would just be so much fun.
Dude, it's like knockdown, dragout, MMA style for the first couple laps.
You're door to door. Yeah, it looks like fun.
Would you ever try anything like that? Or are you kind of just
this is what to do with learning. That's a wider stance than I'm used to, so figuring out where those are and where those go.
You can't just go single tracking it.
Yeah, exactly. So
unless you're back. I was getting sketched out a bunch, but I appreciate that you guys came on the show just to kind of talk about things. You're from Central California. I've never met you guys before, but you guys have the same good attitude. You want to help Jesse with his program.
You
want to start your own program. The things that you guys do together just elevates everybody. It's so cool to see.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I appreciate it. So, well, before we leave, though, I want to ask a couple questions. First is, what's in the future? Well, for you, Tootie.
I'm not actually sure. It's definitely, like I said, it's all new. So it's...
Do you have some goals? Do you sit in bed and being like, man, I wish I could do this? Or
my goal is just to keep playing in the dirt. I mean, I love the dirt, and hopefully that will get to some of this racing stuff. That definitely I'm not...
Other people with a disability. So we just... hooked up the hand controls in his car and made it where it's literally you could drill one hole in the plastics in your Talon and everything will bolt in. So
no
you can,
way.
It's a bolt-in system.
I drew it. It's all in CAD. We've got everything designed and it uses Honda CR80 twist throttle, Honda CR80 cable, and everything is bolt in. So
serious?
Yeah.
And you could just go down to the local dealership and, well.
Yeah, you hole saw a piece of the plastic in the side compartment. There's already a factory hole that we picked up, and then we brace it off the seat mount. It's bitching. So that's – and then we're also going to do the pull throttles like Jesse has. I've already – you know, we've designed some of that up, and you saw my mill, and we'll probably make some of that stuff. So that's – just to plant the seeds. He's got other things he's thinking, but that's one thing that...
So the necessity for you guys is going to help a lot of other people too.
Yeah, and that's what we found is that, you know, looking around online for some of these controls, we found Jesse's control, we found other controls, but they're not right, you know, available. You can't just go buy Jesse's controls.
Yeah, a lot of people need different stuff. I've had, like, I couldn't tell you how many hundreds of people have asked me for help in those situations.
Yeah, and so we want to make something that, you know, just somebody that wants to just go play around can just go to, you know, pick up for a couple $100, you know, and they're not having to design it themselves. Or
and that it, as much as you guys might think it's a little thing, like, that's a life changer for people. Yeah. That, and you guys are doing it because you want to race. You want to do all this stuff, right? But, like, it could be a little kid that maybe had cerebral palsy or something that wants to do his Polaris 170 or 200 now at the dunes with his family, right? Yeah, like, exactly, there is so many situations that you could help with. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's when we were looking, like, he was still in the hospital, and he's already looking, you know, and you go through Facebook, it's like, everybody has a different way to do it, and there's no, other than these Amazon janky controls he got that get you by.
Like Jesse talks about the broomstick, like, it's literally like that.
I literally had one the first time I got in the car and drove it, and that's how I drove it until we designed something for it.
But. Yeah, like our buddy Tanner Godfrey is known for that, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
All right, anything else you guys want to talk about? Because I want to do a couple rapid-fire Q&A questions, and then we're going to eat, man.
No, let's eat.
Oh, dude, stoked that you guys had all this stuff, man. The number one thing that I always end these shows with, and especially today, is the camaraderie. Like, the compassion that you guys have for human beings and each other and stuff like that. It's like, it's so amazing to me because it doesn't always happen. And off-road gives that ability for so many people. I love it.
Yeah. Dude, it's a huge community, and everybody helps each other out, and that's what makes it so awesome, you know?
Yeah.
Just like Jesse said, the guy was flying around and, you know, making sure he was good, making sure he had no problems, you know? And they can be your competitor.
Yeah.
Dude, 100%. Yeah. All right. Dogs or hamburgers?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
Both big hamburger guys.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I kind of like the X-ray vision. I'm going with that.
You going with X-ray vision?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going with flash. I'm going with speed.
Are you? What about, like, teleporting and stuff like that?
Yeah.
You like speed?
I like speed.
Big speed.
Yeah, I got to be able to keep up with Jesse and all those other guys.
So it's probably because Top Gun just came out. You have a
game. Oh, yeah.
Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Netflix, yeah.
If you could race any other form of racing, what would it be?
Trophy truck.
Riverboats.
Big trophy truck guy?
Yeah.
Riverboats?
Riverboats.
Dude, those things look so gnarly. All right, and the final question. Chips and guacamole or French fries and ketchup?
Guac.
French fries and ketchup.
Guacamole. Just
big French fries and ketchup guy.
Just use the chip as a shovel.
All right, boys. Oh, give a shout out to your Instagrams if you guys want more people to follow you.
Oh, yeah. I'm at Old and Reckless.
And I'm at Jason Ratz, RATZ.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you guys very much for tuning into the Dirt Life Show. We really appreciate you guys spending 4th of July with us, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you to all you got with us. And if you're listening to the show on iTunes and stuff, we hope you're driving safe home after your fun weekend. Thank you to all of our sponsors, KMC Wheels. We got Max's Tires on board now. Motul, Shock Therapy, JL Audio, Evolution Power Sports, Zolander Racing Products, Vision Canopies, and Cryo Heat. And clearly, you guys are our lifeblood. So please send us direct messages. Let us know what you guys want to hear on the show, topics you guys want to talk about. We definitely want to do some more stuff that's educational, like tips and tricks on driving technique, maybe some fabrication stuff, like all kinds of fun stuff we can talk about. So please let us know what you guys want. Central California to hang out. Everybody that's been a part of the show. Emily for being my tour guide over this whole weekend. It's really been a fun, fun weekend, man. We had such a great time up here. Makes me want to move here. I feel so happy that I'm up here. So thank you guys very much. We really appreciate it. Thank you for living your dirt life with us. Be safe. Stay hydrated. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Dirt Life Show. See you next week.